This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More reaction to the sentencing of a former Aurora police officer convicted in the death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodemo was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation for his role in McClain's death. Omar Montgomery is president of the NAACP chapter in Aurora.
So it's not just that Elijah McClain is not here. It's everything that comes with that that was taken away. So what you hear is a mother saying, not only did you murder my son, but you also murdered Dreams.
Rodemo was the only police officer convicted in McClain's death. Two paramedics were convicted last month for injecting McClain with a large dose of ketamine. They are to be sentenced in March. Colorado's business leaders are increasingly optimistic about the economy. CPR Sarah Mulholland on a new report from CU's Leeds School of Business.
The state's executives are expecting the biggest economic gains to come later in 2024, according to CU's Business Confidence Index. Fears about a potential recession are abating, the index shows. Leaders are still worried about inflation and interest rates, but not as concerned as they were just a few months ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is backing off plans to ban religious instruction from its new universal pre-K program. At least 40 faith-based preschools are enrolled in the statewide program, according to Chalk Beat Colorado. Religious groups had threatened to sue the state if they were banned because of their religious curricula. A new set of draft rules published this week no longer includes those restrictions. This is CPR News.